We've got Phil Moss on the phone today. G'day, Mossy.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
Well done, mate. Good result last night.
Yeah, thanks, Slats. It was a fantastic performance, actually. You know, the boys really, as I said during the week, that you could see the levels at training and the focus really sharpening. And, you know, the performance last night was very pleasing. Of course, there's a lot of room for improvement, and that's the exciting part. But I think the intent last night to win the ball back and what we did with it, and you know, the things Graham Arnold's been working on in pre-season, you could see them quite clearly. And two goals of absolute quality from Yordy Boyce, the free kick, and then Alex Brosk. I mean, his goal was world class, fantastic ball over the top from Adrian Mirzayowski. And the finish, the first touch off his head and the change of pace, and then the composure to lob Eugene Galekovic was absolutely outstanding. It could have been more.
Yeah, we were praising him earlier on. Both those strikes were really good from the goals that led to Sydney FC winning 2-0. Mate, Alex Brosk copped a bit of a crude challenge. Haven't had a really good look at it yet, Mossy. He limped up the tunnel. How was he later on in the sheds?
Yeah, no problem, TK. It looks like just a very minor sprain, a few days off the training pitch, and Brosk will be fine. He's made of tough stuff, and it was good. It's exactly what you expect in a cup game. It was, you know, it was tough. It was uncompromising. It was still early in the pre-season. I mean, I know we've got 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks to go now till the competition starts. But it's exactly the hit-out both teams needed. And, yeah, Brosk could be fine. Michael Zullo had a bit of a problem with his ankle. He's fine. So everyone's come through pretty much unscathed.
And Adelaide United got through comfortably?
Yeah, 3-0. Milo Yuznik with a hat-trick there. And Adelaide are tracking quite well in the cup competition slats. That's 6 goals, 4 and 0 against in their last 2 games against Victory, Melbourne Victory, and then Heidelberg. So new coach Marco Kurz no doubt will be happy with how they're travelling, and it augurs well for the season ahead.
Very good, mate. Champions League.
Yeah, big morning, and just finished watching the Liverpool game, and it's certainly I woke up full of beans after last night's result with us, and Liverpool have left me a little bit flat, 2-2 with Sevilla. I had to come from behind after going down 1-0 in the 5th minute to a Ben Yedder goal. Firmino and Salah getting on the score sheet, but the big talking point is the missed penalty from Firmino, and then Correa scoring a late equaliser for Sevilla. But again, it comes down to that disconnect in the middle of the heart of the Liverpool defence between Matic and Lovren. Too many chances being given away through the middle of the park, and we saw it last weekend against Manchester City, and we've seen it again this morning. So no doubt Jurgen Klopp will be very disappointed with that result. But Coutinho came on for Emre Can, 75th minute, so that's good news. But Gomez copped a late red card in injury time. So certainly a mixed performance from Liverpool this morning, but they dominated for large periods, and that missed penalty will be rued big time.
Gee, some big clubs in action. 4-0 winners, Manchester City. So
gee,
there's
they're scoring some goals.
Big, wow. Big tick there. Yeah, you're right. And Real Madrid, 3-0. They beat Nicosia, and Tottenham 3-1 over Borussia Dortmund. So big clubs.
Yeah, and that's a big result for Spurs. Massive result over a club like Dortmund. And it was at Wembley. And we know there's been a lot of talk about that Wembley curse on Spurs. Well, they've certainly gone a long way to putting that to bed this morning. But Harry Kane with a double. And it was 2-1 after 15 minutes in that game to Spurs. They had to come from behind as well. But and I beg your pardon, Heung-Min Son scored in the 4th minute. But then it went to 1-1, and then Harry Kane scored his first. So 3 goals in the first 15 minutes. You'll never guess who's been on the score sheet for Real Madrid. Yep, that man, Ronaldo, again. 2 goals, one being a penalty. With Gareth Bale, 2 assists. So that's good news to see him hitting some form as well. But some fantastic goals across the competition. It really is just a top-shelf competition, the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, absolutely. And just finally, mate, Mark Schwarzer, we haven't heard from him for a while. He backs Hodgson as a point.
Yeah, he's been doing a bit of work in the media over there in England, and he actually came out here and did some work with Fox Sports. He was very astute with his commentary and his analysis, and he's backed Roy Hodgson's appointment at Crystal Palace. We saw DeBar get the boot early in the week. Hodgson was appointed very, very swiftly. And, of course, Schwarzer and Hodgson worked together at Fulham. They went on a Europa League final run where they were finally beaten in the decider by Atletico Madrid. But he's, despite some disappointing spells at Liverpool and with the English national team, Schwarzer believes Hodgson is the right man, the perfect fit for a club like Palace. So he's given him his full backing. And it's really divided opinion over there in England. But certainly you can't argue with Hodgson's experience.
And Graham Arnold giving great, great praise to the assistant coach there, Phil Moss, for that victory last night. Good on you, Mossy.
Thanks, TK.